Would you like to have a long, luxurious tail like a leopard? Oops, all of us apes are about 25 million years too late. One gene in the genome that we largely share with all other apes knocked out part of another gene, a gene that can cause a tail to be made. Bo Xia from New York University tracked down this tail, pun intended. Let's look at our genes, which commonly have regions transcribed from DNA into RNA and then protein, and other regions that get cut out from the RNA. The former regions are called exons for being expressed. The latter are called introns. In the case of the TXBT gene, a stretch of DNA became a non-expressed intron, no tail for us apes, when another fairly common gene jumped into the middle of it. The jumping character is called an ALU sequence. It makes RNA, but that RNA can be reverse transcribed into DNA, landing in some odd place in our genome. Two ALU sequences got into the DNA of the common ancestor of all of us apes. Now the two pieces of RNA created in the disturbed gene tangle with each other and get cut out of the final product, taking the tail part with it. TXBT can still make a tail in our monkey relatives. It will be interesting to know how it works. One bit of DNA and a whole tail. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.